Hello, it's Hilda again. Good morning. How are you doing today? I am doing great. It's Monday, so it's supposed to be a good day, right? Okay. We'll work at it. Okay, I am Hilda, your storyteller, your agony aunt, and a relationship enthusiast. And always have been actually very, very passionate about relationships. I've always seen them as a maze that we should try to piece together. I see them as mosaics, beautiful works of art or potentially beautiful works of art. So that's all about Hilda. Today we're talking about queuing. One of the things, apart from the fact that, like I just said, I'm very passionate about relationships. A lot goes with relationships, apart from understanding, apart from the emotions and all the things that go with, having a relationship or marriage. The health part is key. It's very, very important. I mean, I think that should even feature first before the emotional part of being in a relationship. For instance, knowing the HIV status of your intended significant other or genotype of your intended significant other, or whether this other person has an STD or not, or has had a history of STDs or not. It may sound foolish, but it's sometimes we are just so into dating, or we're in a hurry to get married, and we don't settle down to sort out these things, which if we do not do, it will end up coming right back and biting us on the tail. So apart from the health part, this major health part, i.e. maybe you have STDs or not, maybe you're HIV positive or not, and all of that, there's still another bit to the health thing. And the other bit is those little things that affect sexual performance, those little things that affect things that happen in our bodies, that affect our sexual performance, or as women, make us feel a little less confident or a little less sexy, or for the guy, things that will make your lady a little less desirable, things that happen in the body. Anyway, today, after all the long story, today we're talking about queuing. If you go on the internet, you'll see some people describe it as vaginal farts. In Nigeria, we don't usually use the word farts, we say mess. So I would say vaginal mess. Have you ever been with a lady, and in the process of making love to her, you heard some particular noises coming from her vagina area that sounded like farts? Have you? And if you're a lady, have you ever experienced such a thing? And the noise was quite embarrassing. And it was continuous as he thrust inside of you. The noise sounds as if it's even getting louder. Have you ever been in such a situation before? You'd be lying if you said you hadn't. Every woman has had them one time or the other. Some people even have them quite a lot. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just air. You're not sick or anything. You don't have a terminal illness. You don't have an STD. It's just a simple scientific fact. And men, please listen. Now, when the man thrusts into the woman, remember that the vagina is like a receptacle. Let's call it a bucket or a cup. I think a cup is more apt. So now, when the penis goes into the vagina, it's going into a receptacle more or less. And as it's going into the receptacle, it's taking along with it air. And when the air gets into the cup, that's the vagina, some of the air gets trapped in there and, you know, has to make its way out again because, of course, he's thrusting in and then thrusting out, you know, bringing the penis out. So what you're going to have, and of course, that action of thrusting in and bringing the penis out is continuous. So what would you have? As he goes in, he brings in air. As he comes out, air also fights his way to come out. So it's that fighting process, you know, the air trying to make its way out of a small hole that gives you that fart sound. If you do your research, you'll find that it's absolutely natural. It's just physics. It has nothing to do with whether the woman's, because some men would think that, oh, the woman's vagina is too wide, or the woman has had so many sexual partners, and that's why she's farting from her anus rather, from her vagina rather than her anus. And then if you've noticed as well, the so-called fart doesn't smell, or rather it shouldn't smell. If it smells, then there must be a very big medical issue. But 100% of the time, it doesn't smell. It's just air, all right? Now, if you notice that the vaginal farts has become so regular, because, I mean, the vaginal fart doesn't happen every single day and every single time a man is with a woman. So if you notice that it's becoming rather frequent, then you need to see your doctor. If you notice that at every point, maybe out of 4 times in a week or 5 times, I don't know how often you do it, 3 or 4 of the times you're having this queeving, because that's the proper name, not vaginal farts. If you're queeving, you know, quite a lot, then you need to go and check yourself out. Woman's health is key. The woman's health comes before romance and emotions. So, I hope I've cleared the air about queeving. And for the men, I hope next time you hear that noise coming from your woman's vagina, you now know what it is. So I would suggest when you hear the noise, you can either take a break or go in quite slowly and not so fast. I think the faster it is, you know, the more air goes in and the more the noise. So when it starts, when you hear the air coming in, you know, the air making noise, it will be a good idea for you to change position, you know, just do something different to stem that noise. That's my little 2 bits for today. As usual, you can go to the website. It's www.hildasshoulder.com.ng. Hilda's Shoulder is also on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. Like I always say, you can actually make a comment about this podcast on this podcast. It's somewhere, I think you have to sign up for Anchor first. Yes, it's somewhere on the bottom left side of your, you know, your pro. I think when you visit my profile, somewhere on your bottom left corner, so you can actually comment on this podcast. And if you have any comments at all about any other podcast you think I should do, any other topic you think I should do, you can send me an email as well. The email address is hildasshoulder4u@gmail.com. The 4 is figure 4 and the U is letter U. Have a great day. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.